With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Although no motive is given, police say the gunman behind a deadly mass shooting in New York City had a documented history of mental health issues. The suspect walked into a midtown Manhattan skyscraper last evening and opened fire, killing four people and wounding a fifth person. Among those killed, a 36-year-old NYPD officer. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the married father of two was an immigrant from Bangladesh.
He's assigned to the 47 precinct in the Bronx. He was doing the job that we asked him to do. He put himself in harm's way. He made the ultimate sacrifice. Shot in cold blood, wearing a uniform that stood for the promise that he made to this city. He died as he lived, a hero.
The gunman, identified as 27-year-old Shane Tamora of Las Vegas, died of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. Among other tenants, the NFL's headquarters is located in the Park Avenue building that was targeted by the gunman. Russia continues its unrelenting attacks on Ukraine. Glide bombs and missiles struck a Ukrainian prison and a medical facility overnight, killing at least 27 people.
A Russian hit on a prison in Ukraine's southeastern Zaporizhia region has killed at least 17 inmates and wounded more than 80 others, officials say. While in the Dnipro region, authorities report at least four people killed and eight injured. Russia's kept up its bombardment of civilian areas despite President Donald Trump's threat to soon punish Russia with sanctions and tariffs unless it stops.
Correspondent Charles Della Desma, President Trump says at this point further talks with Vladimir Putin would be pointless. On Wall Street, Dow futures 52 points higher. This is SRN News. Males are stealing a lot of gold medals from female athletes.
According to a new study by Concerned Women for America, nearly 2,000 first-place awards have been won by men competing in women's sports in recent years, along with about $500,000 in prize money. CWA President Penny Nance is calling for reform, saying, quote, "This is outrageously unjust. Women and girls must have sex-protected athletics under Title IX. The Trump administration is taking legal action to accomplish that in several states. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And the Trump administration is investigating Oregon's Department of Education for allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The probe follows a complaint by America First Policy Institute, saying that a number of high school-aged female athletes in the state had lost medals and other competitive opportunities to males. The administration says transgender athlete policies, such as the one in Oregon, violate Title IX. This is SRN News. Men who claim to have a fake relationship with a top women's basketball star will be going away for a while.
A 55-year-old Texas man who told police he was in an imaginary relationship with WNBA star Caitlin Clark was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison after pleading guilty to stalking and harassing the Indiana Fever guard. Michael Lewis from Denton, Texas, reached a deal with prosecutors in which he pleaded guilty to one felony count of stalking and one misdemeanor count of harassment. Lewis was arrested in January after authorities alleged he sent hundreds of threats and sexually explicit messages to Clark. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
We're learning some details of a proposed freight railroad mega merger. Union Pacific offers $20 billion in cash, as well as one share of its stock, to buy its rival, Norfolk Southern. More details at srnnews.com.